Dan Sultan there, holding it together here on Radio Adelaide on The Breakfast Program. You are with me, Ian Newton, and I'm joined in the studio by Tom Jordan, and he's here to tell us about something that happened on this day in history. Good morning.
Good morning, Ian, and as you said, you are holding it together quite well on the show this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm surrounded by the amazing skill of people such as yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. But I should get on with what I came here for, to actually prove my worth. And that's some interesting facts about this day in history. And there's a lot of movie and music trivia came out of today. First of all, Sunset Boulevard, a very famous film that premiered at Radio City Music Hall in 1950. Now, this is the film that stars William Holden as Joe Gillis, an unsuccessful screenwriter, and Gloria Swanson, who sort of autobiographically portrays Norma Desmond, a faded silent film star, who draws him into a fantasy world where she dreams of making a triumphant return to the screen, of course, after the advent of talkies, though. With Eric von Stroheim, who was a famous director as well, playing Max von Mayling, who's a devoted servant and also a former film director, so he's sort of autobiographically playing himself as well. It's very interesting, but it's a very great film, and it was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, including nominations in all four acting categories, and it won three, including Best Story and Screenplay.
Well, how interesting. I have to admit I've never seen it, but I have seen the next movie you're about to talk about.
Well, I'm the opposite. I've seen that one, but I haven't seen this one. It wasn't the only legendary film to premiere on this day, because on this day in 1960, so exactly 10 years later, there was the Los Angeles premiere of Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, starring Anthony Perkins and Janet Leigh, centering on an encounter between a secretary, Marion Crane, who ends up at a secluded motel after stealing money from her employer, and the motel's disturbed owner-manager, Norman Bates, and its aftermath. Now, the interesting fact about this was that when it was originally made, it was seen as a departure from Hitchcock's previous film, which was the famous North by Northwest, as it was filmed on a low budget with a television crew and in black and white. So the film actually only received mixed reviews at first, but outstanding box office returns prompted reconsideration, which led to overwhelming critical acclaim, and four Academy Award nominations, including Best Supporting Actress and Best Director for Hitchcock.
Well, there you go. I didn't know it had been shot with a television crew, because the actual photography on it's pretty awesome.
Mm.
The way the rooms are shot and everything. Yeah.
It's also surprising that the critics sort of reconsidered after it did well.
Oh, they always reconsider after something does well.
No, you don't see that often nowadays.
True.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, from films to the actors who appear in them, on this day in 1960, so at the same time Psycho was premiering in Los Angeles, Antonio Banderas was born in Malaga, Spain.
Wow.
And he originally wasn't going to be an actor. This all could have gone a different way if he hadn't broken his foot at the age of 14, because he was an excellent soccer player for his school team. So after that happened, he began his acting studies at the School of Dramatic Art and made his acting debut at a small theatre in Malaga. And he was arrested, actually, by the Spanish police for his performance in a play by Bertolt Brecht because of political censorship under the rule of General Francisco Franco. This happened three or four more times while he was working with a small theatre troupe that toured Spain, and this was as he was giving performances in small town theatres and on the street. So he obviously generated a lot of notoriety in his home country, and it wasn't until 1992 that he made his Hollywood debut with the Mambo Kings, and he didn't actually speak English at the time, so his dialogue for the film was taught to him phonetically. He then rose to international fame when he performed opposite Tom Hanks in Philadelphia in 1993. He's won numerous awards and nominations for his work in films, including three ALMA awards and three Golden Globe nominations.
Well, there you go. Antonio Banderas, eh?
Very prestigious.
Thank you to the terrible sport who jumped on his foot.
It's not all good news, though, as this day marks the death of Isaac Hayes in 2008, who passed away due to a stroke. Born in 1942 in Tennessee, he was a musician and actor who's written many acclaimed soul songs, including his hit song Soul Man and his score for the 1971 film Shaft. He's also very famous to sort of younger people for voicing the character Chef in South Park.
Well, I think that would have been the first time they'd ever heard of him.
But the The theme from Shaft received the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1972, making one of the first African-Americans to win an Oscar.
Well, I think I can guess where you're going to go with this. What's your musical choice for the day, Tom?
Well, of course, it's the theme from Shaft.
Okay, here we go.
I'm Isaac Hayes.
Thank you very much, Tom.
My pleasure, Ian.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?